422 now to campaign 2012 as we count down to the Michigan primary for the GOP presidential race February 28th and Super Tuesday in early March. That includes Ohio. Rick Santorum campaigning today in Shelby Township, Michigan, home turf for rival Mitt Romney. His father was once governor there. And Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine is now backing Santorum. He's defected from Mitt Romney's camp.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So is the Santorum surge strong enough in Michigan and Ohio to transform this race?
Well, as of this moment it is, but you know, given the way this race has gone, what we've got about almost 2 weeks, I guess a week from Tuesday, is Arizona and Michigan. Who knows what could happen? There's also another debate. You know that Romney's going to spend million and a super PAC, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in ads. So we'll see. But right now, he's the hot candidate.
There is not a lot of talk right now about Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich. Is their fade out just temporary, or could we see either one of those
a
comeback?
Again, who knows? I think with Ron Paul that there's a high floor and a fairly low ceiling. I just don't see, particularly with his views on foreign policy, that he's ever going to be the front runner in this race or be the nominee. But I think he'll continue to rack up delegates and conceivably even win individual states. Newt Gingrich, I mean, it was less than a month ago he was the front runner. He's risen to that position twice. He's fallen twice. Who's to say that it won't happen again? It just seems clear, guys, that the Republican electorate is not sold on any of these candidates. They continue to shop around, and as they get to know more about somebody, it seems like they get not so they become disaffected with them and look for somebody else. So who's to say it won't be Newt Gingrich's time next, you know, in a week or two?
Now, the president has hit job approval ratings of 50% for the first time in a long time. Democrats, it would seem, should be encouraged by that, right?
Oh, you know, sure. I mean, particularly for an incumbent seeking re-election, and a president in particular, 50% is the benchmark. You got an incumbent president seeking re-election under 50%, he's in real trouble. 50% or over, he begins, you know, obviously the higher you get over 50% to be in fairly good shape. But again, that could change. Right now, the president has had as good a week as the Republicans have had bad weeks. The economic numbers continue to be good. The Republicans are beating themselves up and increasing the negatives for all of them. So Obama's looking better, but you've got gas prices rising. You've got the possibility of conflict in the Middle East and an oil shock. Some people say as more Americans go back to work, the unemployment rate will begin to rise. So, again, I think that trying to draw a straight line projection from February 17th to November it would be a fool's job.
Okay, what do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Speaking of fool's jobs, we have a great show on Sunday. We'll be talking, first of all, to Newt Gingrich. And, you know, one of the questions is, is the musical chairs going to be played again? And this time, will somebody else not have a chair to sit in? Will he be back in the race? And then we'll be talking with Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, congressman from Virginia. Some people are saying with the passage of this payroll tax cut extension that Congress may be done legislating for the year. We'll ask him about that.
All right, Chris, thank you.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.